Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. A time where we just spend in deepening down in our relationship with the divine. We take time out of the busyness of our day just to take a moment and be conscious. And so if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. And I want to share with you a psalm, Psalm 43, from Praying with the Psalms, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nan Fienhill. I've shared it with you before. She has taken all the psalms and rewritten them so they're very positive and loving and supportive. And Psalm 43 in Nan's translation says, "Bring justice to the people, O beloved, and strength on my behalf, to stand firm against oppression. From all that is greedy and unjust, deliver me. For you are the one in whom I take refuge, yet have you abandoned me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of ignorance? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy altar, to the inner home of integrity. Then will I know you, heart of my heart, my exceeding joy. And I will praise you with song, O my beloved, my awakener. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? My hope is in the beloved, my strength and my joy. O my soul, open the door to love. Yes, let us sing a song of diversity, a song of oneness and unity. For we are all one in love's heart, now and forevermore. Let us reflect the peace we are." So, Divine Beloved, as we come into this space, deepening down into the cave of love within, seeking our holy altar, our inner home of integrity, where we can meet with the heart of our heart that fully and completely fills us with joy. And if you haven't already, I invite you to bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. And as always, we like to remember this time the wise words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." And so as we are conscious of that precious, life-giving, renewing, energizing breath, be conscious that as you inhale, you truly drop your diaphragm and extend your stomach to take in as much of this life-giving oxygen as possible. And as you exhale, you slowly release it, bringing and contracting those stomach muscles all the way back. I invite you to take another deep breath in the same manner, truly extending the stomach and dropping the diaphragm to take in the energizing, renewing, replenishing breath of God. And as you exhale, slowly releasing every last used up part of it. And take your final deep breath. As you set the intention to be present in this moment, in this nowness, connected to the source of your being, to be conscious of the oneness and the unity we are in one's love. So in this awareness as we rest, in this awareness as we surrender, we are not relinquishing control, for we never had control in the first place. We are allowing the one that controls the movement of the planets and the stars, that is controlling all the inner workings of our being, even without us being conscious of it. We are surrendering and resting in that. That intelligence, that life force, that energy, that spirit of the divine that goes by many names but none can contain it. We rest in this wonderful, supportive, energizing field of pure love. We rest knowing that everything is unfolding in the perfect and timely way. We rest knowing that it is not by might nor by power, but by the spirit within that doeth the work. We rest knowing that the perfect life is animating in and through every cell, tissue, part and particle of our being. We rest. We rest. We rest. In this awareness, in this peace, in this life, in this truth, in this joy, we rest and allow spirit to have its way with us. The divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, as we empty ourselves of the nonsense, all that which makes no sense, and rest in you, we are filled full of the peace that passes all human understanding. We are filled full with the joy that knows no end. We are filled full with the awareness and the understanding that we are one with all that is. We are one with your life that is animating in and through and as us. We are one with all of your creation, all those that we consider possibly that are different from us. We are one. We are one with them in spite of their race, their religion, their culture. We are one. We are one with everything that swims and lives beneath the sea. And the waters of life is within us as well, as our blood and fluids. We are one with the earth and all that creeps and crawls and runs across it. But we have the earth within us as well as our bones and skeletal system. We are one with all that flies through the air. For too, we need the air that is within us as the precious life given up. We are one with the warmth of the sun that gives life to this beautiful planet and all that exists. As we have the fire within us that circulates our blood and just all that is necessary for us. So we are one with everything that is on the without, for we have it within, for everything is you. So in this awareness we can rest. In this truth we can align ourselves with. In this consciousness we can be energized, refreshed, and truly connected to you. So, Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we know this for ourselves, we know this for all of your creation. And everything that we wish for ourselves, we wish for all of your creation. In this awareness, in this wonderful connection, we are truly resting and having our being. And so it is. Together we say Amen.
Amen.
And so, Divine Beloveds, I invite you to repeat after me our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is well, and all is well.
So, my Divine Beloveds, I invite you to just allow that truth to totally surround and enfold you as you go about the rest of your day, remembering that you are always in spirit. Have a beautiful and blessed day, and I look forward to joining you on Sunday for our Sunday Soul Connection. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.